The draft has all sorts of intrigue with the Giants at 2, with the Jets now moving up to 3, with all these quarterbacks working their way up the big board. I figured let's get a draft guru on and break down all the ins and outs. Chad Forbes, follow him on Twitter, NFL Draft Bites. Nice enough to give us a couple minutes. The mock draft is outstanding. Chad, thanks for the time. How are you doing today?
John, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Chad, for too kind, the first things first, before we get to what Cleveland's going to do, before we get to what the Giants and the Jets are going to do, when you're evaluating these quarterbacks, when you're looking into these quarterbacks, do you think that the hype is real? Are these guys the real deal? Are we looking at a 2004 quarterback class? Are we looking at a Marino Elway quarterback class? Or do you look at these quarterbacks and say to yourself, they're incredibly overrated?
Well, beauty is certainly in the eye of the beholder. I think that this year there's a good group of them in the sense that there's depth. There's four kids who really should go in the first round. There's a couple guys that could sneak into the end of round one. And in a typical year, you're going to have 12 quarterbacks drafted in the entire draft. And this year, I think you could see 12, but they're going to be higher picks than normal. So I think it's a good quarterback class. Each quarterback has a bit of some concerns, but I think it's a very exciting group.
All right. Now, before we get to the Giants, before we get to the Jets, on your big board, when you're evaluating, when you're ranking all of these quarterbacks, who's number one on your list?
Sam Darnold from USC.
Sam Darnold. And that goes back to last year, because I thought watching college football last year, and Chad, I don't want to pretend to be a scout or one of these draft gurus, but as a guy who does radio, as a guy who's a college football and an NFL fan, I thought it'd be a given that Sam Darnold would be the first pick in the draft. Didn't have a great year at USC, turned the ball over a bunch, but the reason you have him the highest on your board is just because of the potential to come?
Yeah, I think he's the best combination of having a high floor and a high ceiling combined. And if you look at the other quarterbacks, you're going to either get a guy with a pretty high floor or a high ceiling, but not really the combination of the two. And from the perspective of just trying to get a guy who's safe and you know he's going to be a good quarterback, the question is, does he take that next step and become the franchise quarterback? That remains to be seen. But I just think he's going to be a good quarterback in this league, and it remains to be seen just how good.
Who's the bigger risk, in your opinion? Is it Josh Allen coming out of Wyoming, or is it Baker Mayfield coming out of OU?
Josh Allen, he's oozing with upside, and I'm a really big fan of his physical tools. The arm strength is off the charts. I got a lot of backlash from, I guess we would call draft Twitter, for saying that his physical tools are actually better than Carson Wentz's, which that's a pretty bold statement, but there's a huge bust factor. You can't get away from the fact that he just wasn't accurate in college. And he just doesn't have the real innate feel for playing the position. So if you're going to take Josh Allen in the top 10 or the top 5, you've got to ask him, can that be coached? Can instincts and just overall feel for playing quarterback, is that innate or does it come in time? And then with Baker Mayfield, I think that he's an accurate quarterback. I think he's close to a finished product. You're going to have to build the system a little bit around his strengths, but that's the case with any quarterback. I don't think there's a huge miss factor with Baker Mayfield. I think he's going to be a good quarterback in the NFL.
I'm with you 100%, and I'm buying in on the Baker Mayfield train and the hype, because I saw him, Chad, against a defense full of pros in Ohio State, light him up like a Christmas tree. That's always a good sign. You don't want to evaluate a quarterback just based upon one college game, but I go back to Deshaun Watson last year. I had him as my number one quarterback going in, and the reason why is he had the it factor, right? He went up against Alabama not once but twice and beat him. And he played great in both games. And I said, this guy has the skills to translate at the next level. What is the bigger concern with Mayfield? Is it the height, or is it the fact that the numbers may be a little overinflated playing in the Big 12 system?
I think the Ohio State point is a great one, and also the Georgia game in the playoff this year. Even if you want to go back to last year, his bowl game, the Sugar Bowl against Auburn, he went up against some SEC defense and the Ohio State defense, which is full of pros. And he looks exceptional. And I think a lot of it is, even though we've seen the success of a Drew Brees or a Russell Wilson, these smaller quarterbacks, if a guy has a chance of getting the pick wrong, he'd rather miss on a guy that has all the prototypical size and arm talent rather than missing on the guy who's a bit of an outlier.
Spending a couple of minutes here with Chad Forbes. Check him out on Twitter, NFL Draft Bites, as we are now about a month and change away from the most highly anticipated NFL draft that we've had in New York City in my time of doing radio, in my time of being a football fan. All right, Chad, before, it's about the Giants and the Jets. One, Cleveland, is it going to be a quarterback? Is it going to be Saquon Barkley?
100% they're taking a quarterback first overall. I think it'll be Sam Darnold. I would say that's 75%. I would say 20% it will be Josh Allen. And then there's always a little bit of 5%. Maybe they fall in love with Baker Mayfield.
So you see a quarterback going one equivalent, which makes a ton of sense. Then you get to the Giants at two. And the debate around town has been, do you draft the quarterback and get the successor in place for Eli Manning? Or do the skills of Saquon Barkley or Quentin Nelson entice you to go in a different direction? If I'm running a team, Chad, there's no debate. I'm taking a quarterback. I have a 37-year-old quarterback. I have a guy who's on a downhill of his career. If I can get the heir apparent for the next decade, I got to do it. Gut feel. Will Dave Gettleman throw a smokescreen everybody's way and take the quarterback? Or do you believe the hype of Barkley or Nelson or, dare I say, trading down?
I think Dave Gettleman will do his homework on the four top quarterbacks. And even they were spotted at Oklahoma State Pro Day just a couple days ago. But if he falls in love with one of them and he's available, I agree with you. He's got to take the quarterback. But ultimately, everything coming out of the Giants organization is it sounds like they're not ready to go quarterback. They believe that they can get this thing right with Eli. And if that's the case, I think the best scenario for them is to find a way to trade down.
Chad, as far as drafting a running back early, we've seen it have unbelievable success. Elliott in Dallas, Fournette last year in Jacksonville. They had great seasons. Their teams had great years and made it to the postseason. But for every Fournette and an Elliott, or a Gurley for that matter, I can find you an Alvin Kamara. I can find you a Kareem Hunt. I can find you a Kenyon Drake or a Jay Ajayi, a guy who's drafted in the later rounds and turns out to be an unbelievable running back. So for you, as far as whether or not to take the running back oh so early, what's your take on that? What's your feeling on that?
If you just look at the Super Bowl this year, and you know it's a copycat league, but the Patriots for years have been picking running backs in the mid-rounds and off the scrap heap, and then the Eagles this year with LeGarrette Blount and an undrafted running back named Corey Clement. I think, as you said, you could find running backs anywhere, and for me personally, no, I wouldn't touch a running back in the top 10. I think maybe if you're picking in like the late 20s and you're a running back away from being that complete football team, it could make sense. But in the top 10, you're up there for a reason. Either you don't have a pass rusher, you can't protect your quarterback, you don't have a quarterback at all. So I think those are the positions you have to focus on, those premium positions.
Okay, so we have the Brownies at one. We have the Giants at two. Now we have the New York Jets moving up to three. And, Chad, I had no problem whatsoever with Mike Maccagnan making the trade that he did, because if he sits at six, knowing that Buffalo and maybe Miami and Arizona could move up and potentially get a quarterback, you could be sitting there at six, stuck between a rock and a hard place, and you don't end up getting your quarterback. I had absolutely no problem with Maccagnan making that move, because at three, you know you're going to get your quarterback, you hope, for the next decade.
Yeah, I firmly believe that the Jets, after going to Mayfield and Rosen Pro Days last week, came away saying, we'd be happy at three to get Darnold, Rosen, or Mayfield. We're just not comfortable with Josh Allen. We don't think we can develop him quick enough, given what our trajectory is as an organization. So I think you go up to three saying, we're happy with any of the three kids that are available for us. And I think that makes all the sense in the world, because if you're Mike Maccagnan, you don't get the quarterback right. God forbid you're sitting at six, and all that's left for you is the quarterback you don't like. Then you're really in a tough predicament. So I think going up makes a lot of sense. And did they give up a lot? Yes, but that's just the history of getting a franchise quarterback. You've got to pay for it.
Oh, that's the bottom line. I mean, nobody in L.A. and nobody in Philadelphia bellyaching about the trade they made to get Goff and Wentz, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you think that the Jets will not go in the direction of Josh Allen? And I'm not a Jet fan, but for the audience that is listening, I think that's great news, because I have him fourth on my rankings out of any of these quarterbacks. I know he has the big arm. I know he could throw it 70 yards down the field. I just think he is way too big a risk, and I think Rosen or Mayfield, for that matter, would be a better pick. Gut feel, who are the Jets taking at three?
Well, I think to your point, if you're going to take a quarterback in the top five, you don't have the luxury to sit him on the bench for a year. Josh Allen definitely needs a year. I think the Giants are going to aggressively market the second pick and see if anybody wants to come up for Josh Rosen. I think ultimately Denver probably comes up to two from five to take Josh Rosen. So I think we'll go Darnold, Rosen, and then the Jets will select Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma.
And let me tell you something, Chad. In the business of sports radio, Baker Mayfield with the New York Jets in this media market would be an absolute pipe dream. So that would be a lot of fun. Although, as a Miami Dolphins guy, I don't know how I feel about one of my favorite players in college football ended up in the AFC East and tormented me potentially for the next decade. That wouldn't sit too well.
I tell you, CBS would be excited about it, broadcasting the AFC games. The New York media market would love it. And I think it would just be, it'd add a lot of intrigue to the NFL, and I'm rooting for it.
Chad, two guys, or I should say two teams that I want to ask you about here. Three. Actually, let's make it three. Buffalo, Miami, Arizona. They all going to come away with quarterbacks, you think?
At some point, they're going to have to take a quarterback. I think Buffalo is going to try to get in position to take Josh Allen, whether that is trading up all the way to two, which would cost the Kings ransom, or trying to get in somewhere around seven, six. I think Arizona is also going to be looking to come up for Josh Allen. But I think Buffalo ultimately has all the picks to, and they're already ahead of Arizona, where they're going to be able to get up for the quarterback that falls to them. I think Arizona would be a really intriguing fit for Lamar Jackson. I'm not really a big advocate of trading back into the end of round one because it just hasn't worked historically. But Lamar Jackson in the desert out there, that'd be a really intriguing fit. And what was the third team?
The Miami Dolphins.
And, you know, the Dolphins, I thought earlier in the offseason maybe in the market to trade up for a quarterback with, you know, Tannehill coming back off the injury. I could see them taking one of the mid-round guys, whether it's a Luke Falk or Mike White. But it doesn't sound like they're interested in trading up at all. So I think they'll sit at 11 and decide between one of the better defensive players there or potentially trade down.
Jeff Forbes, check him out. NFL Draft Bites. Getting you ready is we're about a month and change away from the NFL Draft. Okay, Chad, aside from Chubb, who's your favorite defensive player in the first round?
You know, I've really warmed on Derwin James from Florida State. He's an exciting player. I think he's got a lot of versatility. He's a little more. He can play strong safety. He come down in the box, and he's just a dog. I like him. I like Roquan Smith. There's a lot of great defensive players in this draft. Not necessarily the high upside pass rushers, besides, as you mentioned, Chubb, but there's a lot of good safeties. There's a couple good corners and great linebackers.
And Chubb, you think Denver? You think Indianapolis? Where's he going to be going? Gut feel. He's definitely a top five pick, right?
Yeah, I think Cleveland at four could select either him or if Barkley's there. That'll come down to just a positional value and what makes sense for them, even beyond the football. But I think you got to set his floor at Tampa Bay. He's just the perfect fit for what they need.
Final Tampa one here, Chad. Seven. Final one. You have two teams to me in the middle, late portion of the first round who are really fascinating because they're win-now teams. They know they're win-now teams, but they have aging quarterbacks. Is there any way a team like Pittsburgh or the Chargers could scoop up either a Mason Rudolph or a Lamar Jackson somewhere in this draft?
I think they make sense for kind of a young developmental quarterback. I don't know if you ever want to bring a young quarterback into the same room with Phillip Rivers. He's just kind of a tough guy, tough personality. I think the Steelers, you know, they drafted Josh Dobbs last year. They could be in that quarterback market. I also think the Saints, with, you know, re-signing Drew Brees for 2 years, they've got to be looking at a young quarterback also.
Chad Forbes, outstanding, outstanding stuff. Check him out on Twitter, NFL Draft Bites. Chad, this was outstanding. We're going to need to do this again because who knows? The board may change dramatically between now and the end of April. So great work. Let's do this again. Job well done, okay?
By next time we talk, the Jets could be picking first overall. Who knows?
Who the hell knows? All right, Chad, enjoy the snow, man. Take care, all right?
All right, John. Take care.
Good stuff from Chad Forbes at NFL Draft Bites, 877-337-6666. And Chad telling you he believes the Jets have a love affair with Baker Mayfield. And how fun would that be? Mayfield to the Jets, number 3 pick. You know what my response would be? Where do I sign?